It's 8:56, and the Money Doctor's here, and that's Dr. Ram from Power Down Debt. Hello there.
Good morning, Kevin. How are you?
Fine. What's up?
Oh, let's see. Let's talk about springtime.
Okay.
A little bit. So everybody's out raking,
getting their yards
the house,
ready. Yeah.
Spring cleaning, right?
Yep.
Let's talk about spring cleaning your computer and other digital stuff to keep your financial information safe.
Okay. That's important.
It is kind of important. Now, what leads me to talk about this is, do you remember there was a big security breach? One of the credit reporting bureaus had their information hacked in September.
Right? Oh, I remember that. Yes.
Now, that's not all that long ago.
Mm-hmm.
Since that time, 50% of Americans have not pulled their credit reports. So what happens with that, I think, is that you're opening yourself up to being a victim of identity theft and not knowing it.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody could be using your credit and you don't even know it yet until they stop paying. And then you go to, you know, apply for a loan and you don't get approved because your credit is damaged.
Yeah,
and
you
you have a mess you have to clean up.
You got it flagged for something.
So let's talk about how to lock this stuff down. The very first thing I want people to remember is back everything up before you start cleaning out files.
Mm.
That probably bears repeating because I know we've all done it.
Mm-hmm.
But before you start deleting things, back everything up so you have a nice clean copy of it.
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, make sure all your software is up to date. If you're running apps or you're running a computer, get all the updates that are necessary on there because most of those have some sort of security patch in them.
Mm-hmm.
People are constantly working to see if there's a hole in their software that allows somebody to get hacked. So back everything up and then make sure everything's up to date. After that, start to clean things out. Most of us have a ton of apps. I know I do. I've been doing this on my phone, right? I don't need this app. I don't need that app. Either delete the apps or get the updates if they're available,
mm-hmm.
right? Then think about your security. So, and you can do the same thing with your computer. Go through and delete files that don't need to be there. Email is a big one. You save a lot of emails probably. Go through it and only keep the ones that you need. Everything you've got on that system contains information about family. It might have photographs. It might have health information. It might have financial information.
Right.
So you should pay attention to that. Log into your accounts, your credit card account online, your banking account online. If you don't log in often, maybe you want to log in and check those, make sure they look okay.
Mm.
And about passwords, let's talk about passwords for a second. Make sure your passwords are really strong and don't use the same password everywhere you are. And don't put them in your phone or your computer. Here's my list of passwords, right? If you're going to do that, come up with some sort of code. One of the best security tools I see is for brokers. They give you a little card and it has numbers like 128, 129, 130.
Yeah, yeah.
And next to those numbers, it has three random letters. 129 might correlate to XAR. And so what happens is they ask you for a security code, fill out what 129 space 384 is, and you have to put the corresponding letters in there, and those change all the time.
Right.
That's a really nice security. You could make a list like that for yourself somewhere not in your computer and utilize it. You can use biometrics, you know, what your fingerprint does.
Mm-hmm.
You can use biometrics. You can use those one-time security passwords, things like that.
Okay.
So really watch that stuff and pull your credit reports. Please, please pull your credit reports. It's free. You can do it at annualcreditreport.com. You don't need to buy your score. Just get your reports and go through them and see, hey, is all this stuff really mine? Is it accurate? Is it not?
And then you'll see if something looks fishy.
Yeah. Nip it in the bud because people use your credit to get loans. And as long as they're paying for them, you don't see it until they stop paying for them.
Yeah.
And then it's a mess.
Money Doctor, Dr. Ram from Power Down Debt, which is right here in Western Massachusetts, powerdowndebt.com. And also an easy way to contact the Money Doctor.
Thanks, Kevin. It's 413-774-5555 or, of course, on the web at powerdowndebt.com.
And 9 o'clock.